Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Andre Beliveau, Senior Manager of Energy Policy, Commonwealth Foundation. How are you?
Hey, Dawn. Good to be with you again. I'm doing all right this morning.
Yeah. What's your Henry Mashett? I know booked you because everybody thought it was going to be Shapiro. And so obviously, you're a policy guy and you could talk a lot about Shapiro, but you're also, I actually love the energy piece of this. But just your reaction to this morning's breaking news that Kamala Harris has passed over Shapiro, choosing Minnesota's Governor Walz.
Right. Well, I mean, I think Kamala Harris has made it clear that she wants a radical progressive ticket and not a big bridge building one. I wrote an article for Fox News about her flip flopping on energy policy. But so much for flip flopping. I mean, Tim Walz is a Green New Dealer. He believes, actually, similarly to Governor Shapiro, he believes in government central planning and likes to bolster up weather-dependent, unreliable energy sources to deliver to their green-lobbied donors to feel good when, it's going to fill their pockets while everyday Americans pay a lot more for a lot less reliable energy. So the Tim Walz pick, when it comes to energy policy, you can look at what he's done as governor, and they are just one horrible green energy policy after another.
Yeah, so just headlines. I'm just pulling up. These are six headlines just this morning. CNBC, crude oil futures fall for a fourth day as recession fears outweigh the rising Middle East tensions. So that is CNBC, not a Fox, type. That's CNBC with that headline. AP News this morning, Saudi Arabia's Aramco reporting lower half-year profits amid economic worries and downfall. Failure of wind turbine blade off Cape Cod raises questions. Mm-hmm. This is Portland. Wow, they got some bad energy news. And looking at the natural gas price forecast, looking at fracking, that's in the headlines. But just one more, Andre, if I may, and this is SunPower just filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, selling its assets here. And that's a PV, like it's a tech company, SunPower, that I believe is for solar storage. So not U.S. residential solar power provider SunPower filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy here. These are some significant headlines in the energy sector that I think we need to watch very carefully.
Yeah, I mean, I think just like education policy has sort of been front and center for the last few election cycles, I think we are well placed to see energy policy occupy that same space. We are just seeing bad policy after bad policy that is coming from the environmental left, and that's been the case of the Biden-Harris administration the last 4 years, whether it was their LNG export ban, whether it was the Biden EPA putting out draconian emissions caps on our coal and natural gas facilities, technology that just does not currently exist, or whether it's the subsidies that came from the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, we are on a bad policy collision course with a grid reliability crisis. And, you mentioned your PICO bill at the beginning.
Yeah.
I think this is just the beginning. If we look at what our regional operator for the Pennsylvania regional transmission operator, PJM, the last auction, prices have gone up considerably. And I think not only Pennsylvanians, but Americans across the board are going to start to see an increase in their electric costs. And at the end of the day, the reason that that's happening is because of really bad policies. And, you know, with every policy, there's a trade-off. And I understand that people, you know, want to do something for the environment, but perhaps targeting our electric grid that, you know, the results of which, the way they want to do with these net zero policies, will do practically nothing to improve our natural environment, but everything to destroy our economic environment, is probably not the best way to pursue some of these policies. There are better ways to do that. And I would just submit that hyper-focusing on our electric grid the way that they are is just going to bring us into a really, really bad place for families and businesses across the country, but especially in energy-producing states like Pennsylvania.
And so on one hand, you have Trump on the campaign trail saying, drill, baby, drill, talking about the jobs, you know, talking about energy. You know, it goes together, right? That obviously, if we have Pennsylvania, we're sitting on this gold mine, and that lowers our energy costs, but at the same time, creating those jobs. And so how do you see a Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, you know, ticket trying to fight for those union jobs? The votes of those union holders, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, let's just look at Pennsylvania. I mean, the energy production supports over 420,000 jobs in the Commonwealth. It brings in, I think, something around $75 billion annually to Pennsylvania's economy. So, I mean, policies, again, whether they're coming from Harrisburg or Washington, D.C., policies that are cutting into Pennsylvania's energy sector, I mean, things that are just going to threaten the livelihoods of hardworking Pennsylvanians and the communities that they're working in, just doesn't seem like it's a good strategy or good policy. And these policies, I mean, we've done polling at the Commonwealth Foundation. These policies are not popular with Pennsylvanians. You know, I mean, they're unpopular and they're not good. And, you know, we have the data, the research to show that these policies aren't good. And we have the polling to show that Pennsylvanians are not interested in paying a dollar more to combat climate change. They're not willing to raise their electric bills. They're willing to take interventions in their everyday lives and be good stewards of their neighborhoods and their communities. I mean, environmental conservation starts first in your community, in your backyard. And Pennsylvanians want to do that, but they're not willing to pay a dollar more for these radical climate policies that have been part of the record, not only of the Biden-Harris administration the last 4 years, but is clearly a part of the record for Governor Josh Shapiro.
And so for you, you know, as you're writing about this and our energy policies here in Pennsylvania, and we know that, you know, during the Wolf administration, so Democrat governors got together and they formed a coalition, not just, you know, Pennsylvania, but we look at Maryland, New Jersey. I think Cuomo was involved in that one, as I recall, and trying to make sure that public lands, that they could make sure that nobody could tap into the energy stored below public lands, protecting waterways. How does that all work with regard to not just for Pennsylvania and these energy jobs, but as well looking forward as far as breaking up a coalition like that to free up some of the energy that's available that can lower these prices, which are breaking people's backs and budgets?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, these PACs, different things like the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative that Governor Shapiro is trying to fight into. I mean, what they equate to are economy-wide energy taxes. This is a tax, fundamentally, any sort of carbon tax or energy tax, like REGI or like PACER and PRESS that Shapiro is trying to put forward. These are a tax on modern life. They are trying to get rid of carbon-emitting energy sources, which is mathematically scientifically and just logically impossible. 80% of the world's energy comes from some form of a hydrocarbon. So without some sort of extreme authoritarian or draconian policies, you're not getting rid of them. But what they're going to do is instead of let's look at what China is doing and China's carbon emissions, which the carbon molecule is sort of indifferent to its geographical origin. They're certainly not stopping on their coal and gas production in China. So what the policies from progressives in the United States are doing is we're crippling our economy. We are literally shackling our energy producing states like Pennsylvania from unlocking their full economic potential with these draconian policies. And one of the things we should say is that the energy industry is already delivering on the things they claim to care about. I mean, Pennsylvania, our independent fiscal office, showed data that just from a market shift from coal to natural gas without the draconian policies of Reggie or Pace or Impress or any of these other wackadoo regional policies that these people want to get involved in, our energy sector has already lowered emissions. So you're saying, okay, thanks for lowering emissions, but now we're going to hit you over the head with these ridiculous tax schemes. We're going to essentially make it impossible for you to deliver on American energy independence and dominance in global markets, which, the world needs Pennsylvanian energy. And all these policies are doing are stopping us from unlocking our full economic potential and instead giving blank checks to China and Russia to do things that we should be doing here in the United States.
Yeah, and I'm looking at, just looking at the U.S. Bureau of Labor stats, because sometimes I try to get a feel for what jobs are declining in America as far as declining, occupations and jobs. And when I look at that, Andre, what I see, hundreds of thousands of jobs lost. A lot of these do have to do with the energy sector. If you think about people who are the engine or machine assemblers, model makers, whether it's metal, whether it's plastic, drilling and boring, machine tool setters, operators, tenders, both metal and plastic, things of that nature, loading and moving machine operators, and that as well, underground mining, all these jobs. I mean, I could go on and on about these are all union jobs, and they've left places like Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, these policies are obviously going to threaten jobs. I mean, the energy-producing states really need to be looking at the policies that are out there. I think people in these states who are work in these energy sector jobs or have family members and friends who work in them, they understand. And again, our polling shows time and time again in Pennsylvania that Pennsylvanians, they understand. They want more natural gas expansion. They want more infrastructure, not just because they understand what that's going to do for American energy independence and dominance, but because they know that these are their neighbors. These are their families and friends who work in this industry. And they know that, crippling that is going to cripple the economy. It's going to hit them in the pocketbook where it matters. So, I mean, these jobs are incredibly important. America needs a strong energy sector, and Pennsylvania is one of the states that can absolutely provide that if these bad policies would just simply get out of the way and allow the market to flourish in the way that we know it can and should.
Yeah, and should, absolutely. So what do you see today? When you look out, do you think that this was, as far as the Veep choice, does this help Kamala Harris lock in a win in November 5th? Or do you think that today's choice of the Minnesota Governor Walz actually hurts the Democrats at the top of the ticket?
Yeah, I mean, I won't get into the specifics about what I think. Yep. What it's going to do, but purely on the policies,
yes.
I think that the policies that the Biden-Harris administration have certainly put forward the last 4 years, and I think now with Kamala Harris's running mate, I mean, I think you can look at their records, and the records of the last 4 years are going to give people pause in swing states like Pennsylvania. And again, you can look at polling. You can look what people are thinking about. I mean, energy affordability is top of mind of people in Pennsylvania. And I think the policy record of the Biden-Harris administration and of Governor Walz, I think, are pretty clear.
Well, Andre Beliveau, just your great article and your piece in the CommonwealthFoundation.org was posted yesterday. You posted that up. Harris's energy flip-flop does not change her terrible record. That's the headline as you go through that. So I encourage everybody, CommonwealthFoundation.org. You can read about it, look at all the different, I mean, you do a great job, obviously, with the policy, the numbers, and why it matters. Andre, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Dawn. Thanks for having me on again.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.